And as we roll into the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Because we want to talk some Pac-12 hoops, and who better than a member of Lute Olson's first powerhouse teams at Arizona, including the 88 Final Four squad, does a terrific job as an analyst on the Pac-12 network. You can follow along on Twitter. The handle is at Matt Muehlbach. Mr. Muehlbach, how's life treating you these days?
It was great, Steve. Thanks for that intro. I always love being on the show, and yeah, fired up for this week. I'm going to be at the ASU-Oregon game on Saturday for our studio show. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. You guys have a great time. You know, I mentioned that 88 team, and for the non-historians, one of the seniors was Steve Kerr, who I think everybody knows about now, one of the great three-point shooters, five titles as a player, his success as a coach. I always think his moral compass is spot on. What do you recall? You were a freshman. He was a senior. What were your impressions as him as kind of one of the leaders of that team and what he's accomplished since?
You know, it's hard to almost articulate because everything you hear about him is positive, like you just mentioned, is true, and more. I mean, he was an incredible teammate. He seemed to have a connection, Steve, with every single player. You know, Sean Elliott was our best player and obviously had a connection with him and the starting five, guys like Tom Tolbert and Anthony Cook and Craig McMillan, but He had great connections with the bench guys. I was a freshman, so I didn't play a lot that year. And he seemed to always have like some great story between you and him. And he made everyone feel like they were a big part of the team. And he just led by example. He's just a great guy. And the one thing I'd say too is really funny. He just had a great sense of humor. So easygoing. But crazy competitive because I guarded him, you know, almost every day, and he competed. He's tough. He had, in a good way, kind of a temper. You know, he would get mad if things weren't the right way, and I loved it. You know, he had an edge, and you wouldn't think, especially being around him that much, that he would have that type of edge, but he did.
Yeah, he's got that kind of witty, dry humor that I really love. So, obviously, coming into this year, you know, that federal investigation, what was happening in downtown New York, you know, its tentacle had touched Arizona with Book Richardson. And so, as an alum and somebody who's wired in the conference, what was the buzz about all that and how it might impact this season of Arizona hoops?
Well, I think the biggest part of the buzz was last year. You know, that's when it all came out. There were a lot of questions, and it's almost to some degree like it's gone away this year. I mean, there just hasn't been a whole lot of talk about it. I'm in a way like kind of back to business, back to, you know, people doing their thing. And, you know, for Arizona, Sean Miller has recruited, I think it's ranked right now either the first or second, you know, rated recruiting class. And so it sort of feels like, I mean, it definitely affected last year's class, but it kind of feels like it's not an issue right now. I guess maybe we all kind of wonder what could happen, but it sort of feels like it's gone away.
You know, Matt, early on, the Cats lost a couple of games to Gonzaga, a good Auburn team, a tight one at Alabama, home against Baylor. I mean, home non-conference loss, unthinkable. But now they won six in a row. First four in league. It's a relatively young team. Where are you seeing the improvement the past month?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a totally different team for Arizona. They've had, you know, some really good teams the past 5 or 6 years, like an Oregon has. You know, they've had a lot of guys that are NBA type players. They've had some one and doneers and guys that are, you know, at the program 2 or 3 years and they go pro. And this team just feels different. You know, they've overachieved. They've been really good defensively. And if you look at the stats, the numbers, you know, kind of the KenPom numbers and things like that, it's the best defensive team in the Pac-12. So they've just been really good defensively. And I think they've done that because they realize they're not the most talented team. in the country, or even the Pac-12 for that matter. And so they've had to kind of play with, you know, chip on their shoulder and play a little bit as the underdog. And I think that suited them pretty well. And Sean Miller's done a really nice job, you know, taking that kind of identity. You know, like, hey, we're an underdog. We're going to play really well defensively, do the little things. And I think they realized they had some really good games where they hung with good. In fact, they were up on Gonzaga 15 points before Gonzaga's talent just took over. But they had some poor games at the Assembly against Alabama, and they lost to Baylor at home. And I think that sometimes those losses, the coaches obviously can leverage a loss and say, look, guys, you're not as good as you think you are. Let's watch the film. And I think that convinced them that they've got to do these other things to be a decent team. And they've gotten off to a pretty good start. They did have two home games, which helped, and probably, you know, no disrespect to these teams, but probably an easier road trip at the Bay Area than most of the other road trips right now. So, you know, they'll have their hands full. It's kind of ironic too, because you think of, if you look at Oregon, ASU Saturday, that was probably a month ago, the game of the Pac-12.
Right.
And here now, Arizona and Oregon State are both undefeated, so it's going to be interesting. Matchup on Saturday, although we'll see Thursday, because, you know, it's going to be interesting. I actually think the Arizona-Oregon game on Thursday is going to be really fun. They've played some great games at McHale. You know, Dana's done a great job on the road there. In fact, I think, wasn't it Dana that in Oregon that knocked off their home streak? They had a really long home streak about 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was the year they went to the Final Four.
That's right. And Oregon beat them there in McHale. So I'm looking forward to that one. I actually am in. I live in Tucson, and I almost never go to the Arizona games because I'm usually doing a game somewhere, or doing the Arizona game, or if I'm at home, typically I just maybe want to go home and watch stuff on TV. But I actually may go to it tomorrow, so it should be fun just to go as a fan.
Celebrity in the crowd. you know, Matt, being a New York City guy, I got to ask about Brandon Randolph, the sophomore from Yonkers, who was a bench player last year as a freshman. And then, of course, like you mentioned, they lost Ayton and Rolly Alkins and Trier, and Ristic is gone. How would you say he has handled shouldering such a much bigger burden now as a sophomore?
You know, I just think he's so excited to get the playing time. And you mentioned those guys, Alkins and Trier, those were the wins last year. And so he just had no minutes. He couldn't break that wing spot with those two guys that are now, you know, Trier's doing great for the Knicks, as you know. And I think Alkins has been, you know, up and down on a two-way with the Bulls and done a really nice job. So just didn't have the minutes. And so I know he worked on that jump shot all off season. He's got like a 45-inch vertical. He's a tremendous athlete. It's crazy. Like him and Nick Johnson, who was at Arizona about 5 years ago, you know, probably two of the best athletes ever come out of Arizona in the last 15 years. And he's a tremendous athlete and a really good kid. It's funny. I've seen him around town a couple of times at different events, and just seems like a really good guy. You know, funny, you being from New York, Steve, I know like some of the New York guys that have come out really love Tucson because it's, as you would know, it's so different than New York City, and they seem to enjoy it. You know, Alkins was great. We had a guy here named Kevin Parham in Tucson that I think really liked it out in Tucson, and Khalid Reeves, who I played with way back when. But it's probably like, you know, the moon when they come out to Tucson from New York City.
Well, New York's more like the moon because it's colder, I think. But
that's right.
We're talking hoops with Matt Muehlbach of the Pac-12 Network. You were here the week before last for the Civil War. And I heard you talking with Mike Yam, and you kind of took the angle of, like, yeah, the Ducks are shorthanded, but they've got to find points. And you cited Lewis King, and you compared him to a pretty fair teammate of yours. What do you like about his game and how he's progressing as a freshman?
And I think that's a great word, progressing, because when I first saw him live, I think, his second game back. and then seeing him against Oregon State, he just leaps and bounds better. And I actually thought, like, it was crazy, almost before my eyes, in the second half against Oregon State, he seemed much more aggressive, athletic, explosive, even than he did in the first half. Like, it's almost like the confidence is coming to him, and he's like, okay, now I can figure out what I do and do it in this, you know, in a high Division I game. And I think that was the piece originally missing for me, was just that, you know, confidence, the dynamic sort of, the athleticism. And I compare him a little bit to just the size and the skill set to a Sean Elliott, you know, 6'8", 6'9", kind of a wing guard. I mean, Sean was ridiculously explosive, and so Lou has a little ways to go there, but I thought, like, there was a missed dunk he had in the Oregon State game, and I turned to Yam and I said, okay, that's kind of what I think has been missing. He got fouled on the dunk. It was a miss because he got fouled, but he tried to dunk it, and it was a really tough drive down the lane in traffic, and I looked at Yam and I said, that was impressive. And ever since then, he just seems like that confidence has really been there. And I love the fact that he shoots it really well. He's got that size. And obviously with Bol Bol out, you know, they're going to need it and looking for that scoring.
You know, obviously that night you got to see Oregon State up front and personal. You know, this was a program for a quarter century they brought up the rear of this conference. Then they ended that tournament drought in 2016. Be it Wayne Tinkle experience, what are you seeing that would be a big reason that Beav fans should be optimistic about what they might accomplish this year?
Well, I just think, you know, I call them Team Fam. You know, the Thompson brothers, and of course Trace Tinkle, the son of the coach. They're both all the sons of coaches. I just think their big three is so good. You know, Tinkle is a player of the year candidate for sure. I would probably even have him now, maybe number one. I'd probably have him as the leader. Long way to go, obviously, but with 3-0 and the way he's played. So you got that kind of a player. And then I just think, you know, the Stevie Thompson, the kid's been, I mean, think about all the games he's played and the experiences he's played, the point, the two, the three. He shoots it. His brother has played really well. And then they got a lot of, you know, the role players. I've been excited to see them improve, and I think that's been a little bit of the key to their success early. I mean, this Kelly kid's unbelievable. He's leading the country in blocks.
Right.
I didn't know he's on the team, you know, back in October. And so that's Keith kind of come out of nowhere. And then, I, you know, just the other role players have done a really nice job for them. And Wayne always does a great job. He just, great energy. You know, they defend. They play as a team. They have chemistry. And they lost so many close games last year. It's been nice to see them, you know, kind of close some games. And, you know, the Oregon game is a great example. They had the big lead, I think, up 17. Oregon comes all the way back. And took the lead, and I thought, here we go again. And then for them to close it out was a huge thing for them.
Yeah, I like the way they gelled during games. Couple final thoughts from Matt Muehlbach of the Pac-12 Network. In Tempe, obviously Arizona State, now season 4 under Bobby Hurley. They climbed into the tournament last year. Great start this year. Maybe a little erratic. You know, you beat Kansas, you lose at home to Princeton. What do you like about these guys that you think could keep them in the hunt here in the Pac-12?
Well, totally different team than last year. So last year they had three guards. They shot it, a ton of threes, you know, a lot of offense. But they were small still at the guard position. And I think that the way they played maybe wasn't sustainable, just, you know, threes all game and didn't really have that inside game. This year you look at them, really athletic, long, big, strong. They look really the part of a top 20 team. You know, they have Luke Dort, who's a point guard, a freshman, who looks like a linebacker for a college football team. Cheatham is a guy who's had a triple-double this year, and he's excellent. I mean, he's 6'7", athletic, can move, you know, and make things happen with the ball off the dribble. And they've got a little bit of depth, and they've got some players now. They've got five or six guys, maybe seven, that can, you know, they can score 25, 30 points in a game. And so they've got some explosiveness. I think they're still trying to figure out a few roles, but and that, so that's where you've seen a couple of the losses that, that maybe were a surprise. But the, I like Bobby Hurley a lot. He's talked about edgy. You know, he's got an edge to him. I think he coaches hard. Players play hard, and it's a good system.
Really, he seems so calm on the sidelines, Matt.
You know, it's funny. I played against him. I'm 2 years older than him. Played against him for a couple of years, and he's actually really calm off the court. He's great to talk to. He's funny, but man, he gets competitive on it.
Yeah, a Jersey boy. Lastly. A lot of coverage about this conference. I mean, we heard the worst non-conference performance by a power league in 20 years. Nobody's ranked in the top 30. What do you make about kind of the state of the league and the possibility that, man, beyond the tournament champ, it might be an effort to get another team in the big dance?
Yeah. Well, I mean, these things are all cyclical, and I'm not going to shy away from it. It was a bad non-conference. And to some degree, it was a little bit of a perfect storm. You had a team like Oregon that I thought, you know, could be a Final Four type team, but then you've got injuries. Luke King wasn't ready. There were other guys that were hurt. Now Bowl Bowl's out. You know, he's probably the best talent in the whole league. Some other teams have had some, you know, similar type things, and, you know, they lost. Like Stanford was up 3 with 8 seconds to go at Kansas and loses that game, and there are a lot of things that happen like that. And I don't know. I'm not making an excuse. That's just the way it goes. But I think it's interesting because there's a lot of opportunities for these teams. So even a team like Oregon, that maybe if you look at the net rankings, is not in the tournament right now by any means. But you know, hey, these teams can play well and win the league or win the conference, and you got a chance to get to the NCAA tournament, which I think is cool. For there's probably 8 or 9 teams right now thinking they can do that.
Folks, he's Matt Muehlbach, one of the top analysts around, one of our favorite guests. Always look forward to it. Matt, appreciate your time and insight. Travel safe to your many destinations. Have a great broadcast Saturday night, and definitely look forward to catching up a little later in the season.
Always, Steve. Always appreciate being on your show. Thanks. And, enjoy the hoops here this weekend. It should be fun.
It's going to be great. Thanks a lot, Matt. Have a good one, pal.
Okay.
Take it easy.